Don't cry, Fatima. The angels will welcome him into paradise with greetings of peace. Allah gave him a life that was long enough to undertake the pilgrimage to Mecca. Have you forgotten where the bracelet round your wrist came from? Our Ibrahim made sure to say the 5 daily prayers every day, and he always gave alms to the poor, however meager the harvest. You know all this is true. Did you ever see him take a bite before sunset during Ramadan? Of course not. Every time you hear your son say, "There is no God but Allah and Muhammad is his prophet," remember how fervently his father said it. Come now, dry your eyes, or you'll have me in tears too.
In addition to fulfilling the 5 requirements or pillars of Islam, Muslims obey other rules that have to do with diet and burial rites. Muslim remains are easy for archaeologists to identify, thanks to a series of characteristics, as you will see in the burial reproduced in the display case. The skeleton is placed lying on one side, with the hands over the pubis. The legs are slightly bent, and there are no funerary objects of any kind. In fact, Muslims are buried naked, placed directly on the ground, and covered in nothing but a white shroud. Bodies must be positioned facing towards Mecca. But that's enough talk of the dead. It's time to go and see how the people of Balagi lived. Listen to the next commentary when you are standing in front of the model in the middle of the room.